Blog Talk Radio. Law of Attraction Talk Radio has been pre-recorded. Get ready to be the best you can be. Stay tuned for the Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules.
Well, good evening and welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Julie Johnson, your host, and I am so thrilled to be able to bring you this exciting, exciting show tonight. This I consider to be the most incredible story since Edgar Casey, and perhaps even since Christ. It's just amazing. So gather around, get comfortable, because I guarantee you, you are not going to forget tonight's show. Franny Rubin is here to tell us all about John of God. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
A rather unusual interview. A skeptical UK radio host challenged a US spiritual author who claimed to be communicating with his spirit guides to let him interview them. And he did. Hear high, positive, and joyful perspectives on life. Have your personal questions answered. And hear the Interview with Spirit show with UK radio host Neil Long, US spiritual author Ken McLean, and resident angel card reader Amanda Goldstein. Go see now on www.interviewwithspirit.com. That's interviewwithspirit.com.
Have you ever said to yourself, "Oof, I want to quit smoking"? Well, now you can easily and effectively through hypnosis in just 1 hour. Go to www.iwanttoquitsmoking.com for a free referral to one of the many pre-qualified hypnotherapists in your area. They can release you from all costs of smoking. Just remember, iwanttoquitsmoking.com. 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 Visit today.
Mystic Pop Magazine has gone green. Now you get the same quality magazine only online. With lots of new features for subscribers like free downloadable radio interviews, lectures, music, and a new audio version. Read exclusive articles by Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey, Doreen Virtue, Gwyneth McCann, and many more of your favorites. Now available anywhere on the planet. MysticPopMagazine.com.
All righty. Well,
she's got it.
At long last, Zaddy, I haven't got you muted. We have got, after many attempts, we have got with us live from Australia, it's Zaddy.
Hello,
there,
Julie. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. A little bit of lag, but that's okay.
Oh, that's so great. Has Franny joined us yet?
Not quite yet, but we are I've got you unmuted, so we're going to roll with this. And we've been trying to figure out how we could get you on the show without costing a small fortune. And every time we've tried, we've run into obstacles. But you know what? Today we finally did it. Yay. And it's well worth it because everybody's going to love Zaddy.
I'm so honored to be on here, Julie. We have been working so hard at this, and finally we're on. It feels great. I can't wait to talk to Franny.
Oh, yeah, me too. Me too. But before we get to Franny, just want to mention, are you going to be joining us for our meditation on Friday?
I sure am. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time for meditation. I'm going to have that afternoon set up.
Oh, wonderful. Well, actually, it will be morning for you, but it's going to be the collective consciousness for empowering the children who are living with addicted families, this is very, very important because we feel like everybody, even I'm sure over in Australia, everybody is being affected by the addiction problem that's going on. Is that true over there?
Very much so, Julie. It's very much a problem over here. And so there's a community in every suburb. There's a small portion of people that are addicted to drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, gambling. And the poor people that are suffering are the children, you know? So if we can get this meditation on the way and make a change, everybody put their vibrations together, amazing what that's going to happen.
Right, I agree. And you know what? One of the things that we'll be doing in the meditation is actually raising the vibration of the children to give them strength and, of course, a lot of love, but to give them the power to communicate what they need to stay safe and what they need to try to visualize a better tomorrow for them. So that's what we're going to try to do. And I think, you know, really, I've already taped the meditation, and I got to tell you, it is really, really incredible. So I hope the world will join us and listen in, because it's going to be fabulous. It's this coming Friday, 6 p.m. California time, 9 p.m. New York time, which I think, Zaddie, it makes it Saturday morning at 11 a.m. for you, right?
Yes, that's right. How exciting. I can't wait to be a part of that. Julie, if you remember the last meditation you did for the raining, that was outstanding, and that worked, so I can't wait for this one.
Yeah, I know. It worked for 2 whole weeks with heavy rains, huh?
Oh, my God, it was amazing.
Does everybody remember that Zaddie actually was the first person on that meditation? Let me just see if I can get everybody to remember the whole scenario here. Of what happened. Maybe I can get it to play.
G'day to all you listeners out there. Have you ever wondered how you can help make the land green? Ever thought about how to feed those poor little thirsty sheep? And not to forget about the hungry cows? And what about all those farmers out there that are waiting for the rains to come? Well, you can help by singing this little tune.
Rain, rain, come and save, come and save for all the day. Rain, rain, come and save for all the day. Rain, rain, come and save for all the day.
We as a whole can spread our vibrations to the land down under and help those drought areas and pray for thunder. Our farmers and livestock are suffering alone, so please people meditate so they have a home.
Rain, rain, come and stay, come and stay for all the day. Rain, rain, come and stay.
Here she is, a mother of 3 children, and she sounds like a 6-year-old. It's so darling. She really helped get the whole mood of the meditation. It was really a lot of fun. So anyway, and then real fast, without any more tricks or anything, I just want to just say real fast, next week we have New York Times best-selling author who sold over 1 million books on spiritual divorce is Debbie Ford. She's going to be with us. She's a frequent guest on Oprah and Good Morning America and has taught alongside Deepak Chopra, Donald Neil Walsh. I mean, this lady is fabulous. So,
wow. This sounds amazing, Julie.
She is, and she's going to be talking about her famous shadow process and, of course, the spiritual divorce. So it's going to be a great show. So Zaddy is going to be, we don't have our chat room up tonight, although we will have it from now on. But and Zaddy's going to be coming on and monitoring that, and she's going to be getting questions for Franny tonight. So
That's right. Actually, Julie, what I've, because the chat room's not currently operating, I've got a number of people here in Yahoo chat. So they're listening in, and if they've got any questions for Franny, they're going to PM me, and I'll ask them on behalf of them.
Oh, all righty, all right. Okay, so let's go with Franny Rubens, who is a teacher, author, founder, director of Awakening Spirit in Highland Park, Illinois. And with the blessings of John of God, she's an official CASA guide at his Spiritual Healing Center in Brazil. She has a private practice in energy healing, teaches classes for personal and spiritual growth in Chicago and Santa Fe. She's an inspiring photographer, and her souvenir photograph book of John of God and the CASA de Dom Ignacio,
yes,
which means House of Love, is available at the CASA and through her website. So after talking tonight, we're going to send you to her website to see all of the pictures galore. It's going to be great. Franny, I'm just so thrilled to have you on, and now we're going to go very, very smoothly. Everything is just perfect.
Wonderful. Hi, Julie. It's so nice to be with you. I'm very excited to be on tonight, that you're inviting me, so thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. This is, like I said, the greatest story that I've heard and I've actually seen. And before we start, you actually wanted to do a little prayer that's spoken at each CASA session?
Yes. Well, this is my own personal prayer, but prayers are a part of the CASA. And so I thought it was very appropriate to begin our time together with a prayer. So we'll just take a moment here. Listeners, just take a moment and let the worries of the day go. Be aware of your breath and let the tension in your body fade. Feel the love and acceptance of opening your heart. Feel the flow of energy and unconditional love moving through you. Remembering a divine state of grace operates within my life. I allow life to flow easily. All answers are within me. Each moment is an occasion to live in gratitude. I accept prosperity and abundance into all areas of my life. I experience love for all life. I invite you to celebrate the blessing of your life. So, Julie.
Oh, that was wonderful. Very, very positive.
Beautiful.
Affirmations.
And hi, Zaddy. Hi, Jenny. That was wonderful. You gave me goosebumps. I feel all happy and lucky now.
Good.
Well, I want to share with you an incredible man that he has dedicated his life to help people who are suffering on this planet. And his story is an incredible story.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to know about him and need to know about his healing center in Brazil, because it's a spiritual place, it's a healing place, it's a place of love where you get to reconnect with who you really are.
Amazing.
And tell me about John the God. John of God, what is his real name?
He was born João, João is John in Portuguese.
João Teixeira de Faria, and he was the youngest child of five, and he was born into a very poor family, and they often didn't have food or their basic needs met. So at a very young age, he experienced suffering in his life. At 8 years old, his father was a tailor, and he quit school. He had to stop going to school and work with his father so that he could help also bring in money for food. So at a very young age, too, at that same time, his abilities of being connected with a different consciousness, a psychic awareness, began to be revealed. At 8 years old, he went around to his village and told everyone that a big storm was coming and that there were going to be many houses, that the roofs were going to be blown off and they were going to be destroyed. And it was a beautiful sunny day, so people didn't really believe him. And he went to his mother and said, "We have to go. We have to leave. A bad storm is coming." And so his mother actually did listen to him, and they went to a neighboring village. And the storm did come, and he was absolutely correct in what happened to the houses. So he became recognized at 8 years old that he had some special gifts and special abilities.
Wow.
And young.
Yeah. And he went out and he helped bring in money for the family. And with his special gifts, he was often persecuted in his life. And he would be put in jail. He would be made fun of, ridiculed by political leaders. And he shared a story one time about how one of the politicians in his area really was very cruel and unkind and to him, and then finally came to him because his daughter was sick, and he healed his daughter, and then he understood the healing ability that John of God had.
Wow.
So at 16 years old, he was really just traveling around working to make money. And he thought he had a job as a tailor in a village. And when he got to the village, the job was no longer available. And so he went down to the river. And at the river, this vision of a lady appeared. And this lady was Santa Rita, one of the saints. And she spoke to him. And then he went back to the river to the next day. And then she told him, "You must go to the spiritist community," and told him where it was. And so he went off to the spiritist community, and when he arrived there, they said, "We've been waiting for you." So they already expected him and knew he was coming. Well, when he got there, he actually collapsed. And he came to about 3 hours later, and he thought it was just because he was hungry that he had that had happened. But actually, during that 3 hours, King Solomon, one of the main spirits that come through him, incorporated in him for the first time and healed many people. And so he then became known as the Miracle Man and John of God. And so from that point on, he was instructed by Santa Rita to use his gifts, and it was very important that he never charge any money for the healings that come through him.
Wow.
Because John of God has always said, "It is not me that does the healing." He's never claimed that he has healed anybody. He says, "I do not cure anybody. God heals, and in his infinite goodness permits the entities to heal and console my brothers. I am merely an instrument in God's divine hands."
Wow.
Wow,
you know, I I saw the CNN video or the show on John of God, and I was so amazed because he doesn't just do regular healing. He actually does surgeries.
Right.
You know, he goes in and performs the surgeries without any anesthetic, without any antiseptic.
That's right.
And it's the most amazing thing. People are standing up, and he will cut them
mm-hmm.
and actually get into the inside and do heart surgery mm-hmm. while the person standing. And
yes.
it is the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Yes. He was never trained as a doctor. He has a second grade education. And when the spirits come through, many of what they in Brazil, the spirits are called entities. But in the United States, we sort of have a negative opinion of the word entities. But really, entities are a full range of from the very low level to the very highest level. Just like we have in our society people that are criminals, that want to hurt people, and then we have people who are benevolent and loving and care and help people. Well, it's the same with the spirit world, too. So in terms of the word entity, it's used always at the CASA in the most benevolent, loving way. That these are very highly evolved beings that have, many of them have lived on the earth plane, and when they've passed on to another dimension, they've evolved to such a level that they can come back and incorporate into a human being and help humanity. So, and it's absolutely true. These spirits, these entities manifest. He has over 33 incorporated entities that come into his body, and they can change in a moment's notice. These entities have different personalities, and they have different skills. There are some awfully funny stories about things that happen. Sometimes after a person has what's called either a physical operation or an invisible operation, surgery, a week later they'll go in front of their doctor who was their doctor for the surgery. And sometimes they miss their appointment and they go at a different time and they'll go up to John of God who's incorporated and the doctor who's in him will say, well, I'm sorry, you have to come back. I'm not your doctor.
Oh, isn't that funny?
They're very intelligent,
aren't they? It's very funny. So then they have to come back another session to when their doctor is going to be there because doctors are assigned to a person when they have a surgery. So
wow.
at the CASA, it's so fascinating because there are two different kinds of surgeries. The physical surgery is when he actually will cut into the physical body. And the invisible surgery is when you sit in a room with your eyes closed and your hands and your arms and your legs unfolded, and the spirits come in and they actually work with you, but they don't necessarily make a cut in your body, although sometimes that does happen too. But for a physical surgery, a person must request it. He will not do physical surgeries unless you have asked personally. And so you have an option, but you must meet certain requirements. You must be under 53 years old, and they'll ask you a whole series of questions. And if you want a physical surgery and you've answered all those questions and they accept you, then you will actually be brought in front of the whole CASA hall, the assembly hall, and come on a stage. And John of God will go one at a time and do the physical surgeries in front of everybody there.
Wow.
So one time I had this incredible experience where I was taking pictures and one of the helpers, one of the volunteers, took my camera to get close-up pictures. And I went back to get my camera and he put out his hand and invited me to come on the stage while John of God was performing heart surgery on a man.
Oh, wow.
So I actually took his hand, and then as I walked on the stage, I was walking through this bubble, like a membrane, a permeable membrane, and I was standing maybe 2-3 inches away from John of God as he was performing the heart surgery. And what happened afterwards was this, I felt so connected to this total stranger that he was having this experience, but afterwards we were able to connect and just share what happened, what I experienced from being there, and then he told me what he experienced. And it's absolutely true, Julie, he doesn't administer any anesthesia. It's an energy anesthesia that calms the person down, and that is, it makes it so they don't experience excruciating pain or discomfort. Now, some people do have some kind of sensation, but for what he's doing, it's something totally unfamiliar to somebody raised in the West.
Wow. Yeah, I know. It's just, I mean, physicians are coming from all over the world to see this man because they just can't believe it, and they all leave totally amazed. Anyway, before we go on, Zaddy has a question from a listener. Zaddy, okay. Go ahead.
I sure do. Fran, I actually have Zaddy here in a PM box from Yahoo who's listening in, and the question that she asked was, the people that are being operated on, are they awake for the operation?
Yes, they are. They're awake. Most of the time their eyes are closed, although unless he's doing eye surgery, which then their eyes would be open. And I mean, I have been just inches away when he's performed cataract surgery, but their eyes are kept closed most of the time. And he'll take a knife and he'll just cut right into the skin, and or the head or the heart or the arm or wherever, the back, wherever he's going to do the surgery. I personally saw him. I met a husband and wife the day before CASA was, because CASA is on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And there's a morning session and afternoon session. So I think this was a Monday or Tuesday, but I met this husband and wife, and the husband had a brain tumor that could not be operated on, and he was in a wheelchair and could not speak. Well, he had a physical surgery on that Wednesday, and do you know, by Thursday, this man was walking and talking. I could not believe what I was seeing.
Wow.
So that was like one of these miracle healings. He was able to remove the tumor from his head, from his brain, and he had one of these miraculous instant healings.
That is just absolutely incredible. But you know, they have it on CNN. I mean, it's true. It's a true story. Zaddy, you had another question?
I sure do. Another person called Roger here is asking, can there be more than an entity inside John while he's operating on this person?
I'm sorry, did you say could there be more than one entity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could there be more than one entity inside John while he's operating?
Right. From my understanding, there's one entity at a time that comes in, but that he can switch instantly within seconds if he needs to. And
wow.
The entities, many of them have specialties. Like there's an entity that's a dentist. So if you have a dental problem, you want the dentist entity. And if you...
That is awesome.
They have specialties, too.
Wow. Have you personally had anything done there, Franny?
I have personally. I've had at least 10 surgeries. And, well, the first one was... The reason I went down to John of God was for my own personal healing. I was in a relationship in it, and we had broken up, and my heart was hurting so much that I actually thought that I was going to have a physical heart attack because my heart was in so much pain. And so my friend said, you have to go down to John of God. And so I made my plane reservation traveled 26 hours to get down there and went to the casa. And what happened there was my heart got healed, and I saw the power of what was possible through love, because this place, this special Casa de Dom Ignacio, a house of love, is a place where you get to clear the negative energies, the karma, the things that we come in with, the emotional things that keep us limited. And then we come into touch with a higher intelligence, a higher power, and an aspect of ourself that is true and total love. And so I experienced my heart being healed, and I'm so grateful for that opportunity to be there and to experience that. But it also brought up for me so many questions about what was really happening down there. How could this happen? And I was seeing healing after healing and cure after cure, and I wanted to know more about what was really going on. So I've been, December of this year, it will be 4 years that I've been going down, and I've been down now about 12 or 13 times in that period of time.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So you're walking proof on Julie's radio show that you've actually dealt with John of God, and he's actually done many of these things for you. You felt his power, his connection.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you know, I feel so privileged to be talking to you, Franny.
It's John of God is like this with everyone. Do you know that when there is CASA, the CASA meets in the morning, and there's an afternoon session, he will see anywhere from 500 to 1,000 people a day.
Oh, my.
It's absolutely amazing. You stand in lines, and they call your particular line. If it's your first time there, then you go into the first timeline. If you've been there before, you go into second timeline, and they have revision line, and they have what's called 8 o'clock or 2 o'clock line. They have different lines that you wait in, and when your line is called, you'll go and you'll actually pass in front of the entity. And John of God is so, he is so connected with the suffering of people that he wants to help. He wants to do everything he can. The entities are there to help people with their suffering. And
yeah, that's true. But let me ask a question here, because not everyone I've noticed get healed. There are some who may not. I mean, there's just no change. And wouldn't that be because of emotional blockages?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I think we need to really define what healing is and what a cure is. Because instantaneous miracle cures are like a blind person seeing, a crippled person walking, somebody with spinal injury can walk. I have seen those miracle instantaneous cures. But healing, most of the time, is a process. And often I will see people that are down there, they come down 8, 9, 10 times, because it is a process. The healing, when people say they didn't get anything, and I have heard them say that, I know enough as a healer, and because I do energy healing at home, that's what my work is, that it is a process of working through the different layers. The emotional body may need healing first, and so the emotions are worked on before it can actually come into the physical body. So, and maybe there's karma, or through the ancestral lineage, there's some issues that need to be cleared first before it can actually manifest in a physical way, what we would call a cure, a miracle cure.
Uh-huh.
So healing is the process, and everybody gets and receives healing. There are three current rooms. The first current room is called the medium's current room. And when you are in your line and you're walking through the current rooms to meet the entity, you are receiving so much. The first current room is designed to clear negative energies and what are called spiritual attachments, earthbound spirits that have attached onto us energetically. And the first room is working very hard. They're meditating, but it's not just a meditation. It's a prayerful way of working in the energy spiritual way to help clear negative energies, negative emotions, earthbound spirits, what are called astrals, all kinds of energy forms that exist and that attach onto people. So that by the time they get to the second current room, which is called the entity's current room, where the entity sits, you are much clearer than you were than before you came into the current rooms. And as you're walking up to the entity, you may only have 5 seconds in front of the entity, but that entity knows everything about you, knows your whole family history, knows everything that you're dealing with, and knows any illnesses or disease or pain that you are experiencing. And in just 5 seconds, your treatment will be given to one of the translators and then will be told to you. And then you'll proceed on to a room that's used as the operations room, but it's also a blessings room, and then receive blessings at that time.
Wow. So there's 3 stages of this.
There are. There's 3 different current rooms. There's 1 special current room that the entity will put people in if he wants them to still stay in the energy, a higher vibration of energy near him. So sometimes people are told to sit in a certain area so that they can receive more of the higher vibration energy.
Wow. Well, so you don't necessarily have to believe in spirits or in karma or any of that to still get the benefits then, because a lot of our listeners are really not into the metaphysical, so that wouldn't prevent them from getting help, right?
Well, what I see is that the people that do believe actually do better in the healing process than people that are skeptical. Although people that are skeptical have very unusual things happen to them sometimes and have miracle healings occur. Often somebody will come because they're coming for a spouse and they don't think they have any issues, and they land up having surgery and incredible things happen to them, and they're there for other person.
but is this based on, down in Brazil, is this like based in a Catholic religion, or what is the basis?
Yes. Medium João was John of God, is often called Medium João. He was raised in a Catholic family, but he is actually not a practicing Catholic.
Oh.
Yet he calls, and he doesn't really even say he's a spiritist because he hasn't been trained as a spiritist. But out of respect for being raised Catholic, the Casa says prayers. They'll say the Our Father and many Catholic prayers, but they'll also say prayers that are Hindu prayers and Native American prayers and Celtic prayers and Jewish prayers. And so every religion is welcome down there. It's not a religious center. It's a spiritual center.
Okay. I actually have a question for Franny. I was actually reading on your website about distant healing. Now, you just told us the 3 stages that you usually go through for this type of healing procedure. What exactly is distant healing? And then how would you go through the stages for that?
Right. Well, long-distance healing is really based on the fact that there is a substance, a matter-like substance, for lack of a better word, we'll call plasma, that is part of the whole universe, and that this plasma can actually be the transmitter of thoughts, of energy, of intention. And so when we are all connecting in an energy way, I don't have to be with a person to send healing energy. I don't have to see the person. They could be in a different country. It's regardless, they could be anywhere in the world. And what I'm doing is I'm connecting my thoughts of intention with this plasma-like substance. And some people have called this plasma-like substance organ energy. And it's often referred to as life force energy that permeates the whole universe. And so the intention is then of our thoughts, of our emotions, and what we can do is transmit this vibration, and another person can receive it. And some people actually can have a kinesthetic, an actual feeling in their body while the energy is being sent. They can actually say, oh, I feel heat. Oh, I feel lighter now. It's clearing. Something's left, or the pain's releasing. So long-distance healing is very, very powerful, just like our thoughts and our words and our actions are very powerful.
Yeah, and that's exactly what our collective consciousness meditations are about, the distant healing, exactly what we do. I mean, because I don't know about you, but I can feel the vibration. I can feel the warmth. It really gets intense.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
That is amazing, Franny. Well, my next question is, when is he going to hop on the next plane to Australia?
Well, you know, he goes to New Zealand. He comes pretty close to you, considering. But I know that he does a yearly trip to New Zealand, but I don't know when the next trip is. The best way to get information about his trips is a website called friendsofthecasa.org, and that lists where he's going to be. Like John of God is going to be in New York at Omega Institute October 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So he does travel, and maybe he'll come to Australia sometime. That would be nice for you, Zaddy.
But Franny, if he
doesn't, that would be great.
If he doesn't get paid, how does he make a living?
Well, this is really an interesting story, too. I shared about Santa Rita. Well, Santa Rita would continue to come to him, and he was instructed to buy a piece of property in a little village called Abidjana, where his healing center is now. Well, after he bought this piece of property, they found out that the whole area was on a land of crystals and emeralds. And so he actually mines crystals and emeralds.
Wow.
And he became very wealthy from the land. The land supports him. And
wow.
At the Casa, donations are always welcome. They're always welcome because there's so many people that that actually work there, but many, many people volunteer there also. Most of the volunteers there are people that have been healed or had such a powerful, heart-opening experience by being in his presence that they want to serve. It's a natural expression of once your heart is open to want to give back. And so the volunteers all want to give back. And when I'm not with a group, I'm volunteering there too, because it's just such an incredibly loving place. Is you just, everybody, it's like the utopia of what you hope society will be like in the future, where people care for their brothers and sisters, where they help and actually assist in positive ways.
So you recommend, would you recommend going to Brazil as opposed to waiting for him going on a trip? Because it sounds like you would get much more of the spiritual journey message if you take the trek to Brazil.
It is. It is a spiritual journey. If you cannot go down to Brazil, then the next best thing is see him when he's in your country.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can make the trip to Brazil, it's 2 weeks. And during that 2 weeks, usually when he travels, he's there for 3 or 4 days. There's a difference between 3 or 4 days and 2 weeks being in the vibration.
Oh,
and
man.
The healing process can really, when he's in person, the entities come and they do the healing too. Everybody always gets what they need. That if you can make the journey, something else begins to happen. And it's a beautiful process.
So when you hop on a plane to get to Brazil, and you're the official guide, now, so what does a person do? They call you up, they schedule 2 weeks, or do you go?
Right. My next guided trip is December 31st of
uh-huh.
this year to January 12th. And what I do is I'm a liaison between people going and the CASA. So I know the ways of the CASA, and for people to be able to get the most out of their healing experience, follow them. We have nightly group meetings. I assist them in getting their travel visa and deciding which questions they're going to actually ask the entity. And we go through a process together of defining and refining what is going on and what's important to bring to the entity. And then I track them during their energy experiences. If they have surgery, I make sure that their meals are brought to their room. After any kind of either physical or invisible surgery, you are asked to stay in your room for 24 hours following the surgery. You're to lie there. You're not to read. You're not to walk around. You're just to lie there so that the entities can continue to work on you for the 24 hours following surgery. So I make sure meals are brought to your room, and I check on you to make sure that you're, you know, okay and comfortable if you have any needs. So I'm serving as a guide, as a support to you in your healing process.
Wow.
Franny, does the actual accommodation, the food and all that, but the whole duration that you're there, does that cost money?
It does. It's included in the guided trip. I charge, and the guides charge different amounts. I charge, it's $1,495, and that includes your accommodations for 2 weeks, which would be an individual private room with your own bath and shower. You have a shower and a toilet and a sink, and it's very simple room, but the place where we stay does have a swimming pool, so if you haven't had surgery, you could sit in the sun and you could swim. 3 wonderful meals, buffet-style meals, come with that also. And I also do some extra special things. We have a pizza night, and we do things together as a group, go down to the waterfall. And
That sounds like a wonderful resort.
You work hard there, though.
I would love to have dinner with Don.
Yes.
We get to hang out with him at all.
Well, you know, after CASA, he actually goes home. He's got a wife and family, and he's, you know, just a regular man. He's a farmer, and he has other responsibilities. When he's not at the CASA, he's at the CASA on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, but on other days, he actually travels around to other parts of Brazil, and he does healings there also.
Wow. Very good stuff, isn't he?
Yeah.
You had said something earlier that I've just got to ask this. You said something about you have to be under 53 years of age.
Yes.
mm-hmm. to get any kind of treatment?
No, no, no. Only physical surgery. Thank you for clearing that up. That's only for a physical surgery. Otherwise, you will have invisible surgery.
Invisible surgery again.
The physical surgery is when they will ask you certain questions, and if you qualify, he will take you on the stage in the assembly hall, and he will actually either he does a procedure where he actually sticks an instrument up your nose. It's called the nose job. And
my nose is clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so he puts that up your nose.
Yeah, that's one of the procedures. But he does brain surgery, heart surgery, the people that have cancer, breast surgery. I mean, he does all sorts of different kinds of surgeries. It's not limited to any cataract surgery, eye surgery. I mean, all sorts of things go on
there.
Yeah,
I read that when he goes up the nose with the hemostat, it's like he can do 16 different surgeries with that one application.
Yeah.
It's probably the most powerful one. It looks terrible. And people really don't feel it from what I'm understanding. But
no, they don't. They're under an energy anesthesia. And there will be often bleeding. And some people, you know, they say, oh, it's a trick and stuff. No, I've seen it many, many times. I do. Sometimes he's not even looking at the person and the instrument is being turned up the nose. He's facing a total different direction. So I know
I have an image, Franny. I have an image in my head of someone standing there. And the question that comes is when the instrument is placed up the nose, what exactly is John doing? Sending vibrations on the instrument, or is he touching something up there?
Whoever is the doctor that's doing the procedure has a certain idea that or knows what that person needs. Now, it is believed that the pituitary gets touched. And that and the pituitary is the master gland for the endocrine system, so that by actually affecting that pituitary gland, it could have a positive healing effect on the body. But Western doctors need to study that and find out if that's true. That's important information for them to know.
Wow.
But he's actually going near the brain.
Yes. Oh, yes, it does. It goes right into the brain.
Amazing.
And, I mean, I've seen him do brain surgery on people. He just cuts right into the brain, into the head.
I think that is so fascinating because in my hypnosis recordings, I concentrate on the pineal gland and the pituitary gland. And sages and Indian philosophers, they have all stated that this is the center of creation. This is where the thought is first conceived, the first born. And so this is where God resides, is in that space between the pineal gland and the pituitary gland. So I think that's really fascinating that they're actually going in there. It, you know, and I can see there's a correlation there. It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. It's
actually active the third eye. I was reading a little bit about it because Julie says it in her meditation.
Mm-hmm.
One day I went to do research on the pituitary gland and it had said something about activating the third eye.
Yes, it opens, it has the ability to open up the third eye. Yes.
Amazing.
Exciting. It is amazing. I know, and I want to give out this web address. For people who want to see the CNN movie of this wonderful man, go to www.johnofgod-healing.com and you can get a whole bunch more information. But, of course, go to Franny's website, too, because she has a lot of information. I don't know if you have the CNN there on your site, do you, Franny?
No, I don't. But there's wonderful, you can Google John of God and look around and explore. There's wonderful things. And friendsofthecasa.org is a wonderful site for lots of information. And then my site, awakeningspirit.us, that's another place that you can link to Friends of the Casa.
Great.
Actually, Julie,
yeah.
I just Googled on the internet. I Googled the John of God healing, and a website came up, and it's got a YouTube on there. It's a 50 Discovery Channel film about John of God.
Mm.
So
wow.
People can go.
There's wonderful documentaries out on him. That there's several in every country, really. I believe Australia also has documentaries, and New Zealand, and England, and the United States. There are wonderful programs that really give the essence of the CASA and what goes on there, and how healing is so much a part of healing the heart and healing your emotions and connecting with a deeper part of yourself and a connection with what we'll call God.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, really, it's amazing. I keep on telling everybody, I'm just so thrilled to be alive right now in this year, 2007, because really it is so historic. Look at John of God. I mean, here we are. We're living with something that's going to make history for many, many thousands of years to come. Just like Christ made a message. They're not going to forget this gentleman. They're not, just like they're not going to forget Edgar Cayce or all these other people.
Right.
I mean, we are living in a historic time, so we've got to explore and find more and visit and do whatever we can. I mean, it's just exciting.
Yes, and may we all keep Medium Joao and his family in our prayers. His body undergoes a great deal of physical effects from being incorporated, and yet he has committed and really given his life to this process to help his brothers and sisters heal. So if everyone can just hold prayers for him and his family, that is much appreciated.
Absolutely. And we've got about 2 minutes left, and I just wanted to comment on something you had said earlier. Actually, you didn't say it, but I wanted you to bring it up. In your writings, you had said something about the leadership qualities are developed because of through the framing or the reframing or the situations. Really, the more detrimental the situations, it's really from God to create a leader. Could you explain that a little bit?
Yes, if we take John of God's life early on, one of poverty and not even enough food, so suffering from lack of food, and you would say, why does somebody have to go through this? Why would God do this? But let's say God wants him to be a leader. He would have to have a compassion and have an open heart, and so his life would be orchestrated so that he would develop these qualities that would allow him to fulfill his life's mission. Often people that I see, they feel that they've been, and their childhood has in some way has been so negative that it has affected their whole life. But if you really look at what was being orchestrated, what I see most often is people being raised in a family where they feel rejected or they feel abandoned or hurt. And those people carry that emotion with them throughout their life. But when we actually start to look back and say, what qualities were being developed in you? Maybe it was the tolerance of being by yourself. Maybe it was that you could develop a stronger connection with a higher power, with your higher self. Whatever qualities are needed for you to be a leader or to fulfill your life's contract, your early life, your early experience in your family is very much orchestrated to support that process.
Wow. Oh, how wonderful. That's great. And Franny, we're about out of time here. That is so fascinating. I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing. And please, we want to have you back. And especially what would be really neat is to have you back after the next visit.
So wonderful. I'd love it, Julie. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And Zaddy.
Thank you.
And Zaddy, thanks.
We will
talk to you. It's amazing, Franny, to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And we will see everybody next week. Thanks for tuning in.
You have been listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio hosted by Jules Johnson. For more information, go to www.lawofattractiontools.com.